The message is all about Project Food for a Neighbor, the big food drive in Ishpeming, West Ishpeming, and Nagani. All of those contributions going to the food pantries of Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul in those communities. And last Saturday, we had literally an army of wonderful, wonderful students from Ishpeming High School, Westwood High School, Nagani High School, Hartman High Community Kids that continue to help us. A lot of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And that youth with the adult drivers got over 4,500 grocery shopping bags with the labels, the fluorescent instruction labels, delivered house to house all over the Ishpeming and Nagani communities. So tomorrow is the big day when we are trying to remind people and ask them to look deep into their hearts and their pantries and mm-hmm. bring out non-perishable foods, paper products, and hygiene products and fill those bags and set them on front porches, in the driveway, curbside, next to the mailbox post at 10 o'clock Saturday, April 21st, tomorrow. That same group of wonderful youth will be going through those neighborhoods looking for those bags, making big collections all over the community, and taking all those food items over to Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul. All sponsored by Wesley United Methodist Church in Nagani and St. Paul's Catholic Church, and my very, very good friend, Kimmy Peterson, who's been helping to ramrod the Nagani effort. So tomorrow's the big day.
It's very interesting when you talk about this that, you know, you've been doing this now for a few years. This was the third?
Was yes, it the third year this year, yes.
And it expanded now also with the help with the folks from Nagani. But the message is, if you got a bag last week, fill the bag tonight, get it ready for tomorrow morning, and fill it with non-perishable food items, the things that they're talking about on the sticker on it, and put that in there. Don't put, you know, don't put the borscht in there, okay? Put the good stuff in there, right?
Sure. I've had borscht. You're right about that.
You know, don't say, oh, I got to clear out the pantries now. But you're helping a neighbor, and that's the underlying message here, is that, you know, for many, they say, you know, there but for the grace of God, go, I, you know, you've got that this is to help the neighbor.
Well, it really is. And we can't emphasize enough several things. One, that there continues to be a need in the community. And we say this on all of our interviews and newspaper and TV, when we talk about Project Food for a Neighbor, that those of us that are on these committees to help in the community have regular contact with Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul. And the times continue to be economically depressed. There are people who are out of work. The price of fuel and gasoline has gone up. Purchasing food items can make for a difficult budget decision in a lot of households. And that's what this is all about. And then we want to say that with great compliment to our community, that whenever there's been a need in the Ishpeming-Nagani area and throughout Marquette County for that matter, people rise to the occasion and help, and I think have a great sense of belonging in community and community participation to reach out to a neighbor, which is, again, what this is all about. So we encourage you to not forget, remember to put those bags out full of food items tomorrow to replenish those pantries.
I want to give a salute out to all the youth that came out and helped. And like I mentioned off mic, I've worked with youth quite a bit from Ishpeming Nagani recently in Westwood as well. And also, they're just wonderful. And I'm so glad and so gratified. Salute all you young folks out there for helping out like you have.
Yes, and we can't say enough not only to thank them, but to emphasize that we can't do this work without the youth coming to help. And to have them participating in this effort, and they're always there with a smile and willing to get out and provide the muscle for these projects has been just great. We've got a whole bunch of them coming again tomorrow, and we really look forward to that.
You know, this is kind of an evolution of 3 years of doing this, and then some other things that you've done with helping with Project Keep Kids Warm and whatnot, and that's another one that's kind of interesting.
Well, and it's nice that you had mentioned that Project Keep Kids Warm will happen again this fall. And as we mentioned just briefly on our little radio talk last week, as we were getting the bags out into the neighborhoods, that for all of those families who are putting snowsuits and jackets and snow pants and boots for ages infant all the way up through seniors in high school, that you might want to hang on to those, because that big collection will be taking place in October. And all of that clothing goes over to the Ishpeming Armory for distribution to needy families throughout the area. So, yes, another huge initiative that again will involve area churches, scouting units, and those wonderful kids from the high schools who help us so much.
Big thing here is we're talking about what's happening tomorrow. And for those that are just joining us, recap for us, Dick, what's happening tomorrow and where the food's going to go that's going to be gathered.
And Project Food for a Neighbor, Ishpeming, West Ishpeming, and Nagani. Last Saturday, we delivered over 4,500 grocery, plastic grocery bags to the households of those community areas. And they have fluorescent stickers on them that give you all the instructions on what to do. Non-perishable food products, paper products, and hygiene products. And tomorrow is the collection day. So those same adult drivers and youth will be running all over the Ishpeming Nagani area looking for those bags set out curbside or next to the mailbox post or in front of the garage door, on the front deck or the sidewalk. And when they see them, they'll be picking them up. And then they go into the food pantries of Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul in Ishpeming and Nagani. And we just can't emphasize enough how much we appreciate the public's response to this great effort. But please remember to put out a bag with something in it. It's an easy opportunity for everybody in our community to make a contribution to help a neighbor.
And let's be honest here, you know, it'd be nice if the bags were, you know, as they say, filled to the rim. But if you've only got a couple things can go a long way as well.
Yes, that's true. Every can, every food item, every box of cereal makes a huge difference in someone's life out there.